In today's edition of Behind Enemy Lines, we welcome David Newton, who covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN.com. David, you recently had some time where you're able to meet one-on-one with quarterback Cam Newton. Where is he mentally after his amazing season where he led the Panthers to the NFC South Division title and a 12-win season?
He's in a really good place, and they've just exercised his fifth-year option. He's happy about that. He wants to be a part of this community long-term, and not only a part of this organization, but just a part of kind of giving back to the community and be a big part of that. But he's really likes what's going on right now. He likes the new receivers he has. He feels good that the ankle, when it's fully healed, is going to make him, I guess, where he was scary, just how good he could be when he gets back from that. Thinking about the fact that since he's been at Auburn, his ankle has bothered him, and look at what he's accomplished with that ankle bothering him, to think what he can do when he's completely healed and the ligaments are all good, it could be scary what he could do.
Talk about Cam Newton can't put too much pressure on himself, but do you think that he might have to do so next season because of all the changes along the offensive line and all the changes at receiver as well?
I don't think so. I mean, they were kind of the same situation last year. I mean, Steve Smith hasn't been a number one receiver for a couple of years. So the fact that he's not going to have a number one receiver is really not that big of a deal. If a team doesn't believe they really have to have one, they're more interested in having guys that they can kind of plug in and make the possession type catches and just kind of make the offense, because they want to run the ball. And they feel like that on the offensive line, they have some potential there. A couple of guys that are going to be back playing guard positions this year are players that they expected to play there last year, but they were injured in training camp and they had to make some moves to bring other people in. So other than really replacing left tackle Jordan Gross on the line, they feel fairly comfortable about that. And I don't think Cam's feeling that pressure now. I think he's beyond that. He did say he had to take more control of the offense or more ownership of the offense. But by that, I don't think he meant he had to do more. I think he meant he just had to have a better understanding and feel for doing exactly what they want him to do. And again, it's more of a system they want him to adopt to, not being Cam Newton running out there and freelancing and then just trying to make things happen on his own.
David, we're very familiar with Sean McDermott from his time here in Philadelphia, former defensive coordinator. What has been the key to his success in revitalizing that Panthers defensive unit?
Well, he's been able to keep, for the most part, a steady group of that front seven intact. I mean, adding Luke Kuechly a couple of years ago, that was huge. I mean, he was the NFL Defensive Player of the Year this year. I mean, he was a tackling machine, as his nickname goes. Getting Star Lotulelei this year gave him somebody to really anchor the inside of the defensive front. And he had some good talent already there with Greg Hardy and Charles Johnson on the end. So it's really been, again, kind of like the system I talked about, the offense. They have a good understanding of what they want to do now. They've had those players in place, so they've kind of got a good grasp of what's going on, and they've kind of bought into what McDermott wants to do, and it's really worked out well. That's why, you know, even though they have some holes in the secondary, they're really not concerned about that, because they had holes in the secondary going into last season. And, you know, who heard of Mike Mitchell really going into last year? And he played almost all-star caliber last season. So they feel like that with the front seven intact and with the new guys they brought in to play in the secondary, that they can kind of pick up where they left off last year where they had the second-ranked defense.
David, last question for you. I'm going to put you in Dave Gettleman's shoes for a moment here. With the 28th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, where do you see the Panthers going?
Well, I mean, if everybody says, and I kind of agree, that offensive line or offensive tackle and wide receiver are the two most logical places to go. But Gettleman keeps saying, you know, I'm going to take the best player available. Again, if that's a tackle or a wide receiver, I think he'll do that. But, heck, if one of the top cornerbacks were to fall to him at 28, kind of like Lotulelei they did last year at tackle, where he fell all the way to 14, and, you know, a lot of people had him rated number the 1, 2, or 3 early before he had some medical issues, I think they would look at taking a cornerback or even a defensive end with Greg Hardy not officially nailed down for a long-term deal because they had to put the franchise tag on him. So, again, it's they'll take the best player available, but I think it'll be a tackle right now.
David Newton covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN.com. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.